Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Transformation, the unfolding of personal life experiences. I am your host, Sandra Lucas. I will share with you intimate thoughts, relationships, and experiences from prayer and meditation to inspire and empower those on a spiritual journey to self-realization, God's children who are ready to wake up and claim their power. All shows are pre-recorded. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. This is Sandra Lucas hosting My Transformation. Today is April 3rd, 2011. The verses I received in meditation today are 1 Peter 3, 8, 3-11 and 1 Thessalonians 2, verses 8 through 12. 1 Peter 3, 8, 3, 11. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are there unto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. My writing is kind of sloppy. Okay, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. So being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because ye were dear unto us. For ye remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you. We preached unto you the gospel of God. Ye are witnesses, and God also, how holy and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe. As ye know, how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father doth his children, that ye should walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. I'm going to read my notes first, and then as things come to me, then I will share. We are to be one big, happy family. Loving, kind, happy, joyful, and praying for each other. We are to live in harmony, in peace. I was doing a lesson yesterday, and it was about realizing your purpose. When I did the lesson, we had to answer questions. One being, if you had everything you need and want to do all you want to do, and assuming the world is perfect, what does the world look like? My answer was, everyone is expressing their authentic self, everyone is happy, and everyone feels good all the time. 1 Peter 3, 11, 8 through 11 is backing this up. We are in a time now when people are waking up to understanding that love, L-O-V-E, is the magic key to true joy, peace, and oneness. People are realizing that we have been duped to believe the illusions of the world to be real. God sent his messengers to teach us the word, and the messengers also gave of themselves. They worked to support themselves to keep from being a burden on those they preached to, so they earned their own wages. The messengers are sent to help us. They are like fathers, they are like father figures, caring for their children, teaching, pleading, encouraging, and demanding that our lives will be pleasing to God. Everything God is showing me in my meditation is what people are saying on the different teleconferences that I'm listening to. We are the answer. We are everything. And we have everything within us. I stumbled a bit because I'm trying to read my writing. But what I'm sharing here from these verses is that God sends us messengers of his word, showing us, teaching us how to live. And people are just now really beginning to understand. They're now beginning to understand the message, the main message that was brought to us through Christ, and that is to love one another. One big family, one big, happy, loving family. We're all one. Even though we're different cultures, we're different religions, we're different races, we're different beliefs, we're different ideas, we're different everything. It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that we are love and we are to live in love. We are to live as we are, our authentic selves, before we gave into the illusions of the world. It's like we traded our own truth and power in for something that is not real, for something that is temporary, for something that is more fake than anything. And it's like we just traded our life in for that. Is it because it's easier? Is it because it's more fun? I don't know why we did that. But I do know that we did it. And a lot of us are waking up and realizing that the life they were living is not the best life that they could live. They're realizing that they gave away their power, and they realized that they were really being more like slaves to something that is false, something that's just an illusion, something that's not real. And they're waking up to their own inner power, and so that they can live a more powerful, magical, beautiful, happy, peaceful life. And once more of us wake up to that, there won't be wars and hatred and prejudices and evil. I mean, maybe evil, you know, not everybody's going to wake up. So we're going to still have some of that going on. But the majority of people will be living in that space of peace and joy and happiness. I mean, wouldn't you like to experience that part of you before you leave this planet? So many of us have left this life, this human life, not even realizing our own power. A lot of us left this life believing in the lies, believing in the illusion, believing that we are these bodies. And I am very grateful that we are starting to wake up, because I know about 4 or 5 years ago, I was going to do a workshop called Wake Up. And I had on my website, when I had my website up, when I did the Ancient Soul Healing, I had, who are you really? Who are you really? A lot of people don't really know who they are. They think they know who they are. But imagine if everybody really knew who they are. Oh, my God. You talk about a whole new changed world. My goodness. This would be awesome. Awesome. But for those of us who are awake and who do know who we really are and how powerful we really are, we're experiencing that peace and that joy. And we're seeing through all the games. And I mean, it's amazing how we chose to forget our own power. It's amazing how we chose to adopt the way of the lie and live that. But it's time now for us to wake up and reclaim who we are. It's time to reclaim our power. And, you know, when I was reading these verses, when I was reading about the preachers who made their own, the messengers who made their own wages, who earned their own wages so they could support themselves to keep from burdening the people that they were there to preach to, I started thinking about all these preachers out there. All they talk about, money, 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 making that offering, giving them that 10%. And they got their million, multi-million dollar homes and them Roy Royces and them fancy cars and them tailored clothes and all them big old rings on their fingers, and they living so rich. And then you see people in their congregation that are living poor. I started thinking about that when I was reading that verse about how those messengers wouldn't work so the people wouldn't be burdened taking care of them and feeding them and housing them, you know, while they were there in the town preaching. I'm like, wow. So what's all this about taking care of the preachers and making them live in these rich, fancy lives and while the congregation is poor or struggling with their bills? You know, that was just something to think about. But I never really cared about tithing. I used to tithe when I was going to church. And I remember they'd be saying, oh, give your tithes. God's going to bless you and it's going to come back to you and tenfold. And years and years went by. Now, one day I asked the priest, I said, well, when am I going to get my blessing? I tithe all the time. Oh, just keep on tithing. You'll get it. You'll get it. There's a time for everything. You'll get it. It just hasn't been your time yet, but your time is coming. Just keep on tithing. It's going to come. Well, you know, it never came. Well, not money-wise anyway, because it took me years to realize that blessings come in different disguises. And the way my blessings came is that my children were healthy, and I had no problems with them during that time. And, you know, and I didn't go through a lot of stuff that a lot of people were going through. You know, I liked money, but I was healthy and my children were healthy and they were doing good in school. So I had to look at it that way as being the blessing. But now, after all these years later, you know, I see the 10% as helping the widows, helping the poor. Not helping preachers have these fancy houses and clothes and jewelry. And no, that 10%, in my opinion, and in the opinions of others that I've heard talking, is to go to the widows, it's to go to the poor, it's to go to people who have less. I mean, why do we have all these starving children? Why do we have all these homeless people? But yet you have preachers in million-dollar homes, multi-million-dollar homes, and driving these fancy cars and wearing these clothes, these tailored clothes and all this jewelry. And, you know, how can you have preachers living like that and still have homeless people and starving children? In my opinion, that's where that 10% goes. It goes to them. It goes to the widows who can't work and need food and money for survival so they can live a decent life. That's how I see it. But I was just thinking about that because I never read that verse before. All I remembered from the church days was being told that the congregation would take care of the pastor. And that's the only verse that I remember being shared. And so this was just new for me, hearing this one. And I know they're passing through preaching God's word, and they're taking on jobs to keep people from being burdened, having to, you know, put them up and feed them while they're there. But I don't recall this even being shared in any of the churches that I've gone to. But I just thought that was interesting. I thought that was really interesting. But I'm kind of stopped up. This weather just keeps changing so much. But I thank God for his word. And as you may recall, he's given us 1 Peter 3:8 through 11 before. Because it's important that we show compassion for each other. It's important that we be who we are. And we are love. God is love. We are made in the image of God. Therefore, we are love. God shows us compassion. We show compassion to each other. And until we go back to that, then there's going to be hate. There's going to be wars. There's going to be killings. There's going to be so much stuff going on that keeps us separate. And there's a lot of things intentionally going on to keep us separated. I remember hearing not too long ago how even racism is coming back up. You know, it's just so much stuff that just to keep us hating each other and fighting each other. And if we just tap into who we really are and go within and be the love that we are, I mean, it doesn't really take much. You just lay down, quiet, close your eyes, you know, and make that connection with who you really are. And if you don't know who you are, just ask yourself, who am I? Who am I? And really want to know, who am I? Ask yourself that. Say it 100 times if necessary. And then be quiet and be still. And the answer will come. I want to feel who I am. I want to know who I am. Who am I? And when you feel that love, when you feel, oh my God, when you start feeling that energy of who you are, and you get to know who you are, then you start seeing the truth. You start seeing the lies out there. You start seeing the game that's keeping people separate, making people think that they're not the same, that we're not all one, that we're not all connected. That's a game. We are one. We are connected. And once you realize that, and once more and more people realize that, you start having compassion because that love that you are will start developing. And it'll get stronger and stronger. And then that light within you will start getting brighter and brighter. And it's just a wonderful, free feeling because once you realize who you are not, it's like the world is lifted off your shoulder. You just feel so light and so free. And I know I say over and over again, I don't have the words for it. It's something you have to experience on your own. And that's the only way you're going to really be able to understand what it means to be free. I know we say, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free, but are you really free? Are you really free? Do you feel like you're just a part of everything? Do you feel like you're just light and just meshed into everything? It's like, I mean, like I said, I can't explain it, but Is that the kind of freedom you are? Because it's a wonderful place to be, a wonderful place to be. And I know the more awareness I receive, the more God shows me areas about my life that I release. When I release something or get a new understanding or my vibration rises even higher, my heart expands. I feel my heart just opening up more. And I mean, I physically feel it. And God pours more love into my heart. I mean, I can physically feel that. And I can physically feel His presence. And it's just awesome, man. It's really awesome. Really awesome. So God is reminding us once again that love is the key. Love is the key. We are to be one big happy family. And the last incident that we had was, where was that, in Japan? And that's what they're saying in the news, that they're over there helping each other. They will go to somebody, like somebody come outside the door and find food at their door that somebody left there for them. I mean, they're acting like a big happy family. They're getting it. They're getting it. And we shouldn't have to wait for disaster to strike, though. We shouldn't have to wait for disaster to strike to come together like a family, to come together like we care. We shouldn't have to wait for disaster to do that. I mean, but because we do, think about it. If you can do that when there's a disaster, then imagine doing that every day. Imagine doing that when there is no disaster. Imagine just doing that. How you can be when there's a disaster the same way you can be when there isn't one. Because it's in you. You've already proven that it's in you. The care is in you. The concern is in you. The compassion is in you. The love is in you. You prove that every time you make that step when there's a disaster. To help someone, to pray for someone, to do what you can, to donate. You show that you have it in you. You have people like with Katrina, however many years ago that happened. But look at all the people that came together when that disaster struck. Enemies, people that didn't even like each other, people that never spoke to each other. They were there helping each other. Why wait for something like that to be who you are, to show who you are? Why? You can just be who you are, no matter what. It shouldn't take a disaster for that part of you to come out. It's there. Just let it come out. Just let it be who you are, because it is who you are. So just express that. You don't have to express what society tells you to express. You don't have to fall for the games and the tricks of the world that keeps you separate and thinking you're better than or less than or more than. You don't have to fall for that, because it's not true. It's just something that was made up to cause separation, made up to keep us from being a collective, working together, growing together, creating together. That's all that is. It's just so that a collective few, F-E-W, can control the majority. That's all it is. But we have the power to be in control. We have the power to live the lives that we deserve. But we have to come together and bring that power together. Now, how can we bring our power together if we're all separate? If we all think that we're better than the other, or somebody's undeserving, or somebody ought to be wiped out, how can we come together and bring our power together with that kind of confusion and separation? We can't. We can't. So let's wake up. Let's wake up and be the love that we are. Let's wake up and share compassion with everyone, not just when there's a disaster or when we feel like it. Let's just be love. And when we're being love, then we will automatically have peace and joy and oneness, because love is the key. Love is what we are. We are light. We are love. We are powerful beings. That's what we are. So let's be that. Let's just be. That's what God keeps telling me. I'm like, Lord, what's my purpose? And I be trying to find a purpose, you know? And it's always the same thing. Even when I did my lesson about finding your purpose, it went back to the same thing God has been telling me all this time. Just be love. Just be light. Just walk in the power of God. He keeps telling me that. And because of society, the way of society, the way of this world, I'm like, thinking, I need to be more. There's got to be more. There's got to be more. But when you stop to think about it, that's a lot. It's a lot to be loved, to be light, to walk in the power of God. That's a lot. That's being your pure, true, authentic self. That's being who you are in the moment at all times. That's being your truth. That's walking as who you really are, not as a human being, but as a powerful being that you are, the spiritual being that you are, the all that you are. That's what that is. We are love. We are light. We are consciousness. We are vibration. That's what we are. We're not human beings. That's just our suit, our clothing. It's not who we are. It's not who we are. And I'm out there trying to find a purpose. Man, what's my purpose? What am I here to do? I don't know. That's my purpose. My purpose is to be who and what I am. That's it. I came here to be who and what I am. To come out of the lie. To shed all the misconceptions and illusions and just the outright lies. Just shed it all. So that the only thing is left is who and what I am. And that's it. And that's what I'm here to do. Just be love and be light. And walk in the power of God. That's it. That's it. And when I saw that today, when I did my lesson, I'm like, man, that's what God's been telling me. How come I keep trying to find something else? How come I keep trying to keep searching and looking for some other purpose? I don't need to look anymore. I need to stop looking. But that's that human part. Keep on seeking. Seeking something that's already there. I don't need to do any more seeking. I already know what my purpose is. It's within me. It's who I am. It's what I am. That's my purpose. I am my purpose. I am my purpose. So I have to remind myself to stop looking for something I already have. How many of us are out there seeking? Seeking for something that is already within you. A lot of us are. A lot of us are. I've been seeking since I was about 12 years old. Seeking for something that I already have. For something that's already in me. I was looking, I think I shared already with you, that I was looking for me. I was out there looking, seeking, but didn't know what it was I was looking for, but I knew I was looking for something. Like, something's missing. I said, I don't know what it is, but this isn't right. This life, it's got to be more to life than this. This can't be what life is all about. This can't be it. And so I'm out there searching and searching, not even knowing what the heck I'm searching for, but I knew there was something missing. It's like I always know something's missing. When I go to workshops, seminar, whatever I get involved in, I end up with the same conclusion. Something's missing. This isn't right. Something's not being shared. I'm not learning something. This is isn't right. Something's not, something's missing. What is it? And then I go looking for the missing key. I call it the golden nugget. Well, that's how most of my life was, knowing that there was something missing. And all that time, I was looking for me. All that time. We're all looking for ourselves. So whatever you're looking for, stop looking on the outside of you. Stop seeking and searching. Stay still. Connect with yourself. Go within and find you, because that's who you're looking for. You're looking for you. You're right there in you, with you. And you're looking everywhere for you. So if you want, go look in the mirror and look in your eyes and say, I found you. After all this searching, I found you. Now, help me to understand who you are. Help me to know you. And you will teach you who you are. You will introduce you to you, and you will show you some wonderful, magnificent things. Wonderful, magical things. Because you are a beautiful, powerful being. There is so much about you to learn. There is so much you can show you. Oh my God, it's going to be never ending. Your gifts, your talents, your wisdom, your strength, your creativity. There is so much about you that will unfold when you introduce yourself to you and want to know you. It's awesome. I'm doing things that I wouldn't even thought of doing. When I introduced myself to me, I couldn't believe the things I started doing immediately. I mean, it didn't take months, it didn't take weeks or years, 2 days. 2 days. I was in meditation 2 days. First, learning how to meditate. The second day, I introduced me to something powerful, something I would have never even dreamt of, that I would even never even thought of doing. And I was doing it. I was doing it the second day of my meditating for the first time. So if you're searching and seeking for more to your life than what you're already experiencing, then look in the mirror and say, hello, I found you. Now introduce me to you. Help me to understand and know you. And go from there. Go from there. I mean, just do it. I mean, whatever you feel like doing, whatever's coming to your heart, whatever's coming to your intuition, whatever you're feeling, do it that way. But the most important thing is know you. The most important thing is you are who you're looking for. The most important thing is that all that you seek, you already have. You already have it. And you find it by going within yourself. It's not on the outside. Anything on the outside of you is temporary. Temporary. What you find on the inside is eternal. Eternally powerful. So that's my message for today, is love is the key. Love will bring us back to oneness. Love is something that all can enjoy and experience a beautiful, prosperous, productive, abundant life, filled with joy and peace and happiness. Love will do it. Love would do it. And again, thank you for joining in. I enjoy sharing my transformation with you. And as you can see, God continues to give us repetitive verses, but it's because they're very important. very important. Love is very important. And staying alert is very important. Staying alert so that we can stay in that high vibration. So living a high vibrational life, knowing who we are, and being the love and light that we are, can turn this world around so quickly so that all can enjoy their lives here and now. All can enjoy their lives here and now. Thank you again for listening. May God bless you. May God continue to shower you in His love and light. And may you continue to live each and every day knowing and desiring to know who you are. And may the day comes, if you have not reached that day yet, may the day comes when you will know who you are and what you are and your purpose for being here. God bless you. And many, 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 many more blessings always.